I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and we're happy again today to be able to meet you and greet you with the gospel of Christ. Our interest is very simple, my friends. We believe the soul of man is the most important possession that he has, worth more than all the world. And yet there is but one book that guides that soul and directs that spirit in the right pathway. It is the Bible. Therefore, we urge you from day to day to spend many moments with the Bible, not only for this program, but in all of your study, even our free Bible correspondence course that we offer free of charge. Any of the requests that you may have, we'll offer you an address at the close of the program to which you may submit them. It's so important that we realize all Scripture inspired of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Our question for this week has been, why does God allow suffering and grief in the world? Certainly we would like to give all the answers to all the difficult problems, but we do not know all the answers. Unless the Bible speaks, we cannot speak. But we do find the Bible saying that before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep thy word. We do find the Bible saying, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. I'm reminded of a lady whom I visited in the hospital one time. She looked as straight at me in the eye and she said, "Preacher, sometimes God has to put you on your back before he can get you to look up." Well, that's exactly what these verses are saying. If we had no grief, if we had no suffering, perhaps our lives would not be molded in the right direction. Maybe we would be without any guidance of the Word at all. Maybe we would never turn to God for strength and for help. Life tends to bother us, and in the midst of the terrible ordeals of life, we read the words of Job 14:1, "Man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." So we often ask during life's troubled moments, "What have I done to deserve this? Why me?" You know, this is the wrong question. We should ask rather, "How can I deal with this problem correctly, and who is there to help me?" Perhaps it is in order to reflect, I believe, today on the benefits to be derived from the cares of this life. Number one, when we ask why does God allow suffering and grief in the world, we remember that suffering warns the suffering of impending danger. There is something for suffering to suggest. Second of all, suffering helps the sufferer to know himself. We would not know ourselves nor what kind of reaction we would make if there were never any suffering. But suffering helps us to prove ourselves and what we're made out of, according to Psalms 139, verse 23-24. Suffering, third of all, helps the sufferer to attain a proper set of values. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18, "Wherefore we faint not, but though our outward man is decaying, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. And our light afflictions, which are but for a moment, work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight and glory, while we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." You see, suffering helps the sufferer to attain a proper set of values, as did the Apostle Paul. And then again, we might suggest that suffering helps the sufferer to be thankful for the real rich blessings that he has. I oftentimes say to those who say, "I'm having a bad day," well, we have to have the bad days once in a while in order to really appreciate the good days. And I think that is correct. Suffering also helps the sufferer to see the value of prayer. Suffering helps one to understand better the love and the love for others which he has. And he also enjoys the love that's given to him. Suffering helps one to understand better the value of a kind word. And it also helps one to realize that it is a genuine blessing not to know what the future actually holds. But we do know who holds the future, and we do know that we must be in service unto him. It is not that which we have come to us in life, but how we react to these things that can be such a blessing to us. It's been a pleasure for us to discuss these thoughts with you.